I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. South Korean opposition lawmakers submitted a motion Wednesday to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol, hours after the president briefly imposed martial law in an unanticipated move that rattled the nation. VOA correspondent William Gallo is in Seoul and has the latest.
We've seen several developments throughout the day, the most important of which is the South Korean opposition has begun impeachment proceedings against Yoon. It's unclear if they will have enough support in the National Assembly to get a two-thirds majority in order for that impeachment motion to pass. If that is able to happen, the impeachment would then go to the Constitutional Court, which would have to confirm the impeachment. That process would take many weeks. It's unclear exactly where it will lead, but for now, we've seen protests throughout the day as members of the opposition continue to try to put pressure on South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol to resign. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Lebanon's health ministry and state media say Israeli forces carried out several drone and artillery strikes in southern Lebanon Wednesday, killing one person. The new strikes further shake a tenuous six-day-old ceasefire, a day after Israel launched its heaviest barrage of the south in the past week in retaliation to what Hezbollah called a warning volley, responding to earlier Israeli strikes. Speaking from Brussels, where he's attending a NATO foreign ministers meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed confidence the ceasefire can hold.